Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta, and his preaching today is entitled Love Builds Up.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward would be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The word of the Lord. Knowledge inflates with pride, but love builds up. If anyone supposes he knows something, he does not yet know as he ought to know. But if one loves God, one is known by him. These first lines from today's reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians caught my attention as I was reflecting on today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 6. I have a friend who is facing problems with the family of his daughter's husband, who committed suicide, and they are blaming his daughter for this. This friend's family is suffering, as they have to suffer lengthy sessions for too long in the law courts. I don't know the whole story, but he asked me to pray for them. I do. Every time I pass in front of his shop, for he is a shopkeeper, he asks me in, and his questions are always the same. Are you praying for me? Does God hear my prayers? When will he answer me? For the first two questions, I answer in the affirmative. Yes, I am praying for you, and God hears our prayers. As to the last question, I always answer that I am not God, and I do not know his timing. This became a routine. Once I asked him if he prays too, or does he rely only on my prayers? He answered that yes, he prays. I asked him, what do you ask for? And he told me that he asks God to make the family of his daughter's late husband taste some of the suffering he is passing through. I told him that he has to change his prayer to something more positive, for an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, is not God's way of solving problems. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful, is his way. Jesus asks all those who listen to him, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. This is the first verse from today's Gospel reading. Yes, Father, but it is difficult to do, he answered me. I told him, true, it is difficult, very much so. But Jesus did it. Yes, he did it, he replied. But he is God and I am not. Jesus is truly human, like us in everything but sin, I told him. This means that he never asks us to do anything he didn't practice before as a human being. He knows it is difficult, but it is within our abilities. Many people did it, young and old. I learned that when I try to tell God what I would like him to do for me, and I trust him, he has always something better to offer me. He is a creator God. He does not simply give an order and wait for us to obey. He does not treat us like slaves, never. He gives hints about how to move forward. He tells us that he has come that we may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd, he told us in John's Gospel. So do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the golden rule. Forgive and you will be forgiven, he tells us today. If we do not try to live by this rule, then we are in trouble. For Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, not my Father, our Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us. Here he is telling us two things. We are members of his family for whom he freely offered his life on a cross. We are his children. Each one of us is his son or daughter. And he loves us all when we obey and when we do not. We are all sinners. Secondly, he is telling us that we are the measure with which we ask him to judge us. So we had better reflect seriously when we pray the Our Father and then try to live accordingly. At the end of today's Gospel, Jesus alerts us, the measure you give will be the measure you get back. The reason is that he asks us to be true Christians, true followers, for he is asking us to be builders of peace. As Paul reminds us in today's first reading, love builds up. In Matthew he tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. There is so much hatred around us. There are cruel wars being fought between nations, between neighborhoods, between families, between family members, inside our minds and hearts. If we do not sow seeds of love, we will be multiplying hatred and suffering. Peace is a job that takes time and effort, so we ought to start now. As for my friend, they are fighting for their rights in the law courts, where I hope and pray that they might find justice. For this I pray.